Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.
Let's go!
Get you later on down the trail.
It is time for you to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Each and every Friday at 8:20, one of us makes a weekend prediction. Monday at 8:20, you tell us who made the prediction. Did they get it right or wrong? And win yourself a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card. John in Belton, today's contestant. John, who made the weekend pick? Did they get it right or wrong?
Oh, crappy morning, guys. But at least we've got rain, so that's great. Josh, no, you pooped the bed. He said the Chiefs went in 34-14, and the Bills defense stopping the Chiefs last drive. The whole thing was wrong.
Yeah, it might have been in the neighborhood.
Crossing pattern that is going to be deflected and intercepted. It'll be a pick six for the Buffalo.
Well, that was the wrong one. My bad. That's when was it over?
Yeah, that was when it was over.
When was here we go. We'll try this one.
Labeled risk it?
That's it, yeah. Chiefs are going to beat the Bills 34-31.
No.
And the defense is going to get a stop to end the final Buffalo drive.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. You blew it!
Not a good call on your part.
It was still in play, though.
Yeah, the 34-31 was still in play. Yes.
It was 31.
Yes.
I thought, man, all you got to do is reel off 21 straight points here, and it got this thing.
That's
once
right. That's all you got to
31,
do.
I'm looking up. I'm like, I can do this math here.
Suboptimal.
This is gonna be in play. I really thought I still had it for quite some time.
You didn't.
I was hanging on to hope that
it didn't work your way.
That was going.
Can I give you a stat that's going to blow your socks off?
So it was 31 to 20.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I was like, okay,
still got 34. Scored
Travis Kelce in 1 yard pass,
two touchdowns, and you're in business.
31-20. I'm like, okay, just get some holds, and 34-31 is
very much in play.
Very much in play. So
38-20 final.
I was wrong, but the good news is John knew it.
John wins.
So, John gets a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card. Simple as that. Friday at 8:20. Tune in for the next. Largely incorrect.
Correct.
Prediction. And then Monday at 8:20 will be your chance to win.
Come back Friday to find out how we will screw up again.
We'll just give you Smokehouse Barbecue. It's pretty good for you.
I think you should just get $50 in ribs, John. Just go up there and tell them. Just give me $50 in ribs.
Just plunk it down. Like, yeah. Ribs.
All ribs.
Now.
Give them to me. I got a stat for you guys. I haven't shared this one with you yet because it just came across my desk. And so I want your genuine reaction to this one.
You have
okay?
a desk?
I do, yeah. That's what they say, don't they? It came across my desk.
It took me like 6 years to get a mailbox here. So.
Well, I think I have one here. So this comes from at Paul Hembo, who is a content producer for Get Up on ESPN.
Never heard of him.
Neither have I until I saw this. You ready? How bad is this Chiefs defense?
How bad are they?
Thank you, Josh. I'm glad you guys got it. Yep. On a per-play basis, the most prolific offense in NFL history is the 2000 Rams. They averaged 7 yards per play. Great. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
The 2021 Chiefs are allowing 7.1 yards per play. They are allowing more yards per play
than the greatest,
offense in the history of the National Football League. Mm. They allowed 8.1 yards per play last night.
So it's like
against
they play
the Buffalo Bills.
It's like they play the 2000 Rams every day.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. They're facing Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, and Kurt Warner every single day. Except they're not facing those guys every single day. They're facing this version of whatever the best offenses are, and maybe not, but they're not very good. I said it to kind of start the show.
What they got
to
do with Washington next week.
Yeah, right. This
Tyler
is
Haneke. Get him in your fantasy lineup.
You better get him
that
in your fantasy.
That is Tyler.
Todd, isn't it?
Todd Haneke. I feel like it's Tyler Haneke.
Either way, it's 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns next week against this Chiefs defense. I said it earlier in the show, and I'll continue to say it until they prove me otherwise. This is the worst defense I have ever seen in my years of covering the NFL, which have been about 20 years now.
Taylor.
It is Taylor. What? Taylor. It's not Tyler.
It's not Tyler or Todd.
All right. Taylor.
I was way off. Samsonite.
Yeah, big time. This is the worst defense I've ever seen and ever covered in 20 years of doing this, Josh. And I covered the 07, 08, and 09 Rams, and they were really bad. They couldn't do anything right, but nothing like we're watching with this defense right now. And to me, we can sit here and pick on Daniel Sorensen because that's easy to do, and I'm all for making a change now just to see if something else can happen back there with Daniel Sorensen. But I don't think I've ever seen a defensive line this bad ever in my time watching football or covering football. I don't know that I've seen a defensive line that, quite frankly, and I hate to use this term, is useless. They do not provide anything for this football team right now.
Unfortunately, and you're not paying a lot for it.
No, that's the good thing. All your money's not invested there at all.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Correct. And you got to get that in, Ryan. I understand.
Nobody would have known.
No, not at all. But the defensive line, if they don't get better, you could have the best defensive backs in the world and they're still going to get exposed. Like this, I can't, like even that 0-3 defense we talked about last week wasn't as bad as what we're watching right now. Even that defensive line could make a play or two. Even Ryan Sims could get a sack. There's nobody right now on this defensive line that you can look at and go, I got confidence that you're going to make a play, including Chris Jones.
Well, and you can't get Chris Jones and Frank Clark on the field together.
Together? Like, no, not at all.
I don't know. You give Mike Dana like 6 to 7 seconds, I think he might get
He's been your bright spot, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that about him, too, like a couple weeks ago? I'm like, he's a really good, like, stay-after-it coverage sack kind of guy.
Yeah.
But not like the first strike, I'm going to impact you kind of guy. Like, I don't know. Jerry Hughes was doing last night
for the
Bills.
Right.
Like Joey Bosa did.
Be more like Jerry Hughes.
Who'd have thought?
Jerry Hughes was terrific last night.
Was he the guy in coach?
That first strike,
Jerry
impactful defensive lineman. It's not happening right now.
It's Jerry Van Dyke.
Oh, Jerry Van Dyke. That's all right. Yeah.
Jaron Reed.
Who?
Was his name called last night?
I think Dobber would be an upgrade.
Dobber would be an upgrade.
The defensive coach right now?
Luther would be the defensive coordinator
Luther was the OC.
No, Luther was the DC. Oh, yeah, God. Dobber was just an assistant.
Let's get Luther's ass in here. I'll bring Dobber with him.
Yeah, Luther and Dobber. Let's do this.
Get these guys in shape right away.
Hey, coach.
Jaron Reed played less than Derek Nnadi and Turk Wharton last night.
Who?
You know, your guy that you brought in to be a force along the defensive line. He played less than
a
backup.
How do you spell his last name?
R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D. I'm looking at the defensive stats, unless I'm missing something here. Lucas Niang and Marcus Kemp had more plays on defense. Yes. Yeah, Lucas Niang had more tackles last night than Jaron Reed did.
I'm not joking.
I don't know why you're laughing at this, Ryan. It's not funny.
Lucas Niang.
Lucas Niang, who is the offensive tackle, had more tackles credited to him last night than Jaron Reed, the nose guard. You know, right where all the runs were going, right up the middle.
Yeah, no official tackles.
right? Yeah. I'm reading this correctly, right?
Yeah. Lucas Niang has one.
Lucas Niang had more tackles than Jaron Reed.
816, Jaron Reed becoming a top five worst signing in Chiefs history. I feel like the effect of his signing might actually be true. Like you took,
he's no Kendrell Bell.
I know, but signed him, you looked over at all pro defensive tackle Chris Jones and said, "Hey, want to move outside?"
Yeah, we got Jaron Reed. You can move outside now.
We got Jaron Reed.
All right,
now,
let's go.
So we're good.
Yeah.
Woof.
Bow wow.
I am so angry today. Like nothing coming out of my mouth is nice. I have nothing nice to say to you, Chiefs.
I was with you last night. I go on with Binkley, and he's talking about going to like Waffle House, you know, after the show. And I'm like,
I'm like,
I might join you. Like, I'm pissed, and I'm not going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what's the point? I should just stay up all night and just go.
Did you go
to Waffle House with Bink and then come in? No, I did not.
So you're all show and no go, like Jaron Reed.
I went and got a few hours of sleep, but yeah. I was like. Yeah, I was like with Ryan, like I was pissed last night. I'm like, this sucks.
I could have gone for one of those hash brown bowls from Waffle.
I could have gone for a waffle.
I was up to like 1:30 in the morning. I was very upset.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't, and I got home at like 1:15 or something.
Chopped, capped. That would have made me pass out a little bit.
And then couldn't sleep anyway. I was just, I'm still angry. I woke up angry. This sucks.
I thought we were gonna get some pumpkin picking today. I'm not gonna lie.
From me?
Yeah, from you.
Meh. I'm 44 years old.
Who else would go pumpkin picking?
I know Josh is feeling it today.
Bob went to bed.
Yeah, I did.
Bob, they turned it off and just
2 minutes left. I'm like, I'm out and I'm done.
One long email.
Click.
This is enough for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would have gone away at halftime had it not been the Chiefs and that rain delay, right?
Yeah, for sure.
If not the Chiefs playing, I would have been in bed at that point in time. But I stayed up and watched as long as I could.
Do you
think
we're gonna get there this year?
Perform like you care.
There's nothing that this team can do to get you pumpkin picking?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, here we are already. It's prime pumpkin picking season right now. That Cider Hill Orchard's got great gourds.
But we're also not getting they can reel off 20 straight wins out of Bob anymore.
No, so.
I know. He came in and, like, conceded the division today in the conference.
Well, they're essentially three games back of the Chargers for the West and three games back.
Oh, look who's listening to reason now.
Yeah. And three games back of nobody.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
Yeah, now it sucks because, you're heading into week six.
Now everything just seems so logical and easy, doesn't
it? And it's uphill for, and I think this is still a playoff team unless something, the wheels absolutely fall off. But now it's all uphill for all of those things you've been accustomed to, which is, you know, winning divisions, playing home games, not playing a road game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, not being anywhere out of your element until, I don't know, the Super Bowl.
Right.
All those things are out of play.
Yeah, they really are already. And it's week 5.2 because we got the Monday night game left. So we're still not through week 5 yet. And basically everything that you wanted to play for, the bye, home field advantage.
Stay up late for this team again.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. They're going to be playing some more. Well, maybe they'll get flexed if they keep playing like this. Cross your fingers. Let's get flexed at noon, baby.
Jeez.
Good Lord. If you're going to lose, at least lose at noon.
That's where we're at today.
Right? Wouldn't you rather lose at noon than wait all day for Sunday night and this team goes out and goes on Sunday night? Do we want that? No. Give me a nice noon loss if we're going to do this. We noon this week?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Noon in Washington.
That's perfect. Nice. That's noon
more on,
kick.
More on Washington.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, it is, but
we'll take it.
You know, yeah. It's fine, but man, Lucas Niang, more tackles yesterday.
So a lot of lamenting the defense, obviously, but
well, and that's the other thing. Hang on 1 second, though. You mentioned about, you know, trying to fix this thing right now. Where are we going? If this continues like this, they've got an offseason where they've got a lot of questions and a lot of things that they need to answer. A lot of free agents on this defense, right? Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, a couple of guys you have to look at that you thought, man, I want these guys back. If they continue to play like this, there's going to have to be wholesale changes on the defensive side of the ball.
We're going to be checking the hot stove in November, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, well,
the baseball one or the football one?
The baseball one.
Oh, God, I'm checking it right now.
Do they have a hot stove in football?
Yeah.
They're
going to
need defensive line help and a speed upgrade in the offseason anyway. Like, no matter what happens the remainder of this year, there's going to be pass rush questions. You're not bringing back Frank Clark.
You got no.
So you're going to have to find, like, all those things are that really were in play before are still going
to
be in play.
You may have to consider, too, is your offensive line. You may be looking for a new left tackle again next year as well. Are you, I mean, are through, you signing that guy to big bucks right
five
now?
Five games, does I'm that not. Command the highest paid whatever?
No.
Left tackle or upper echelon left tackle money?
Nah.
Not really.
Nah.
Not really.
Nah.
You can go draft.
You're going to need Sorensen going to be gone, so is Thornhill going to be the answer there at safety? What if Tyrann Mathieu doesn't come back now at the end of this season?
Yeah,
that looked like a foregone conclusion 3 weeks ago, right? Now you're like, well, I don't know.
There's going to be a lot of questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. So if this team doesn't turn it around and doesn't start playing better, there may be a lot of dudes that aren't back next year, and you're really going to be starting. You may see, Josh, I mean, you may see the whole defensive staff removed again, just like you did. The Chiefs have shown that when something is broken – in the offseason, they don't put a Band-Aid on it. They break it all down and start all over. Oof. We saw them do it with the defense. We saw them do it with the offensive line. And if this defense isn't clicking at the end of the year and they're on pace to be the worst defense in the history of the National Football League, how do you bring people back? How do you sell that to your fans? I'm going to bring the band back. You are? They haven't had a hit since 18. And I mean like that on the field.
Well, bands do tour even if they don't have hits anymore.
Better you paying for it. You know, eventually, if you're still touring, you don't have hits, you're playing the casino. Okay? You're playing local casinos.
And you're still playing the good stuff. You're still playing the good
and
stuff.
And you're still playing the good stuff.
True.
Yeah.
That futuristic stuff for another day. But in the here and now, a lot of finger pointing at the defense, but also there should be plenty of finger pointing at the offense.
No
they turn the ball over yet again, and they don't look in sync. And all those things that went well with the quarterback seeing into the minds of his wide receivers and tight ends isn't working at this moment in time. Andy Reid on this offense being out of sync.
No, we weren't on the same page. We were not on the same page at times with where the receivers were going, where Pat was thinking they were going to be, and we've got to do better with that. Yeah, got to make sure that takes place.
It all looked so easy for a long period of time, and now it looks like they aren't on the same page either. Patrick Mahomes admits they're seeing different things and they're not adjusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we're seeing different defenses that we have seen in the past. Trying to read, we have a lot of stuff where we read coverages and run routes to different spots, and we're just not on that same page. But I have the trust in these guys that we'll figure that out. If that's me knowing what they're thinking, me and them knowing what I'm thinking, and that's what makes our offense so good. So something I don't want to lose. It's just about us practicing, going to work every single day, and kind of being on that same page.
One of the great intangibles of this offense was the, I know where you're going, you know where I'm thinking. If it all breaks down, we'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
We know where our storm shelter is. Now we don't know where our storm shelter is. Can't find it. Can't find it right now. I thought you were going this way. You went this way. Another instance is last night. Travis Kelce stopped. Patrick Mahomes threw it over the top. Kelsey's like, my bad. That was me. I should have went. Like, there's way too much of that going on. You thought, much like the defense, you mentioned that same parts on offense that are having these issues as well right now.
Yeah, it's concerning when it's Kelce and Hill.
Aren't sharing a brain like they all were.
That's concerning when it's those three guys that aren't on the same page. It would be different if it was Pringle or Robinson or, you know, Hardman. Hardman played a nice game last night. It's different if it's one of those guys, you know, one of the, you know, non-core, if you will. But when it's miscommunication with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, that's the upsetting part. That's the frustrating part. But, you know, this team and Patrick Mahomes are, you know, you used the term earlier, Josh, kind of at that crossroads right now. For 3 years, everything came easy to them. Whatever they wanted to do, whatever the situation, they were able to convert. 18, 19,
they just took
and 20.
They just took it
and did what they wanted to do, and nobody, you know, gave them any resistance, or they tried, but they just couldn't get the job done against the Chiefs. They always found a way to get it done. Then the Super Bowl happened, which they looked all out of sorts. We blame the offensive line on that. But you're seeing some of those things in the Super Bowl, like Tyreek Hill dropping passes, you know, like the one he dropped that hit him in the face in the Super Bowl. He's dropped multiple passes this year. He dropped a touchdown last night that would have been the first score of the game. And instead, the Chiefs had to settle for a field goal. It was a 17-play drive. Tyreek Hill dropped one in the end zone, and then the pick six goes off of Tyreek Hill's hands. He was the culprit last night in situations where he's never been that kind of culprit before. And I think what we're seeing is this team had it so easy, and while it was fun for 3 years to watch this, they never faced any adversity. They're facing adversity, they're getting hit in the mouth, and they don't know how to respond because they've never been here before. Well, now for the last couple of weeks, they've been here. Adversity has struck. How are they going to recover moving forward? Again, we're only 5 games into this thing. There's still 12 more games to go. You can still go on a nice run and still accomplish some really tremendous things. But you have to be able to respond to this adversity. You have to be able to get off the mat. We haven't seen the Chiefs do that under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid because they've always been on top. Now we're seeing them in a different spot. Do they have what it takes to get up? I like to think that they do, but only time's going to tell.
Communication issues reared its head not only offensively but defensively last night. Doesn't seem like anyone's on the same page at the moment.
When things aren't going right, it's not necessarily communication as much as it is the execution part of it, and then maybe trying too hard to make something happen. You know, whether it's gaining an extra yard, whether it's trying to make a throw. Tip ball, lineman keeping a hand down on it or handing it off. You know, I mean, it's one of all these things. I don't know if that's necessarily communication, but it comes across that way. But I think people know what they're doing. It's just you got to do it. And you can't go above what you're supposed to do. Just let it happen, the play out.
Oof. Sounds a little bit at a loss there too, doesn't he?
That's concerning. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, like listening to Andy Reid last night, it's like, I don't like
that.
That
wasn't fully, I got this.
No, that was like, you guys got any answers? I don't. What do you think? He's looking around for solutions right now. And when solutions used to be easy and they were able to figure things out, it was good. Now Andy's even in a spot, and I don't like that because, again, I go back to the 1-5 in 2014 or 15, whatever it was, and they always said Andy was great. He kept them calm. He was the reason they turned it around. Now we got a coach out here that's going, anybody got anything here? I don't.
Now he did say, you know, got to stop turning it over. Like the way the defense played in the third quarter, but the offense didn't do its thing.
The offense didn't answer. Yeah.
Sounding like, you know, very frustrated. Like this is my expectation level and you guys aren't meeting it.
Mm-hmm.
And not from a disappointed dad standpoint, but like, here's what we have discussed. Here's what we should be doing. We're not there. It was far though from the, I got this. A lot of times you come even on a tough loss and I feel like, okay, Andy's got a handle on this. This feels like there's so much going on. There's so much going on with this team right now. No one could possibly have a handle on all of it.
Well, because neither side of the ball is producing when you need them to produce. I mean, the defense, who I said just get a stop and they can win this game, the first two possessions for Buffalo, they forced a punt, and the Chiefs punted and threw an interception. The defense did what you asked them to do, and you didn't capitalize on an offense last night. It's not absolving the defense of still being the worst defense I've ever seen. But offensively, when the defense actually does something, you need to take advantage of it.
The 2021 Revenge Tour is fully on the Chiefs. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Herbert, play action, throws the screen, has a blocker, here comes Eckler, bouncing outside to the 10, to the 5, still on his feet into the end zone, touchdown, Chargers! 5 seconds on the clock, Herbert takes a knee, Chargers win, and they improve to 4-1 and sit atop the AFC West.
Rubbing it in on the Chargers radio network.
Well, the gap is officially closed, man.
Oh, good for a
moment.
You.
For a moment yesterday, I thought, okay, Chargers are going to lose. Raiders are losing. Man, all the Chiefs had to do is win tonight, and this whole division's 3-2, and we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Broncos are in the midst of what I told you was going to be a 6-game losing streak.
You remember when Bob told me they wouldn't lose 5 division games in 5 years?
They still may not.
They could still run the table in division.
They can still do that.
No. Or the rest of the table.
Yeah.
No. They could. It's still technically out there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a foregone conclusion just yet. But
now with Justin Herbert and the old rubber lips running things out there in Vegas,
the revenge tour is fully underway. We saw the Chargers get the win. Now they have learned how to win. They continue to like stack up like learning moments.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
right.
It's, I mean,
they're
crazy.
They're just stacking experience, check mark this, check mark that, like week in and week out.
Yep,
and they kind of checkmarked another one of those yesterday.
They did. I mean, now they essentially, guys, have a 3-game lead over the Chiefs in the AFC West. We're only in week 5 of the season because, you know, they have a 2-game lead in wins and they beat them head-to-head. That's a 3-game lead. The torch was officially passed yesterday. The AFC is no longer belonging to the Kansas City Chiefs. The AFC West is no longer belonging to the Kansas
it's
City
wide
Chiefs.
Wide open for whoever.
It is wide open for whoever wants to take it. And if you want to say the Chargers are the class of the West right now, you would be right. And if you want to say that Buffalo is the class of the AFC right now, you would be right as well. The Chiefs are not the team to beat anymore in this conference.
The bloom has fallen off the quarterback to a certain extent as well. I guess we got a doting on Herbert now. I don't know. Jimmy Johnson on Fox. If he were just selecting from give me a guy to start it. He's taking Justin Herbert.
The Chargers, they've got a star at quarterback, Justin Herbert. You know, 6 touchdown passes in the red zone the last couple of weeks. And in fact, if I was drafting in the NFL today, of all the players, my number one pick would be Justin Herbert. He's that big a star.
Over Mahomes?
Over Mahomes.
Oh, my gosh.
Mahomes is making mistakes and costing his team wins. Well, Justin Herbert is not.
Earlier in the day.
Yeah, too, that was so, before the Sunday before night game.
And Bucky Brooks of NFL.com. Maybe Justin Herbert is the NFL's new QB1. Not a hot take. Just look at how he plays.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair or unfair, I should say, to say that Justin Herbert is the best quarterback right now in the league. Based on how they're playing, do you think Patrick Mahomes is playing the best in the NFL right now? No.
Josh Allen ain't playing bad either.
Josh Allen's not playing bad. No. Justin Herbert's playing great.
Josh Allen's in control last night. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, he was dominating last night. Justin Herbert was dominating his last couple of games. The difference is, though, that Patrick Mahomes is turning the football over, and the other quarterbacks aren't. So if you're going to tell me right now that you would take Justin Herbert to start a franchise based on what you've seen through the first five games of this season, who am I to sit here and argue? I'd like to argue that with you, but I can't because I look at Patrick Mahomes and another game with multiple turnovers last night. Two interceptions and a fumble. You can't do that if you expect to win games against good competition in the NFL.
And when it comes to Herbert, I just don't like the fact they're learning how to win.
They're learning how to win. Everything they're saying right now is like anti of what's going on here. We're finding ways to win, and the Chiefs are waiting to find ways to lose right now.
Just a belief as an offense, and I think we've done a great job of that all year. And we've always talked about going into that huddle and feeling confident and knowing each other, knowing all the players in that huddle are special players, and any of those guys can make a play on fourth down. So I know that we got the right guys out there.
Okay. If I change the voice and rewound like a year. It's Mahomes,
yeah.
Right now, I don't feel that.
No, I don't feel that either.
There's a massive confidence and arrogance and what have you. This team that's reeling.
Mm-hmm. They're reeling bad. They need to get a nice win. And thank goodness it's Washington next week. I mean, you know, they've got the part of the schedule out the way right now, but they need to capitalize on it. They need to go to Washington. And again, as we talked about going into the Philadelphia game, do you need a win or do you need to be convincing?
Right, start stacking wins now.
You got to start stacking wins. You got to start stacking wins and feeling good about yourself and having some Victory Mondays again.
Fesco had himself a good little Saturday and involved, of all things, college football.
The crowd will tell you what happens. Well, the league is going to get themselves $250,000 because everybody who does not have a seat and those who did have now flooded the field here at Kyle Field and College Station.
Eli Gold on the Bama Radio Network. As Alabama loses Texas A&M 41-38, as Ryan noted to us, that had edited out 30-something seconds of silence.
Yeah. I should have listened to that before I pulled it.
Yeah, because the real call was the ultimate, I'm taking my ball and going home, by Eli Gold, the Alabama announcer. Again, not used to adversity, not dealing with losing down there at the University of Alabama. Lost a great football game to Texas A&M on that last-second field goal, and it was 37 seconds of silence from the broadcaster of just letting the kind of crowd take over. Very much like he said it there, the crowd will tell you what happened. Sounded like Denny Matthews in the ALCS, right?
By far my favorite Denny Matthews call of all time.
Right.
This guy tried to channel as Denny Matthews.
What happens?
This is the unedited version. Yeah.
Well, the league is going to get themselves $250,000.
Never told you the kick was good or what the final score was.
You didn't need to.
You didn't need to. But it's great, though. They're like getting their game notes ready.
They're packing up. That was kind of the...
He said Ryan has the totals next.
Well, he really did. He was out the booth before the fireworks went off, right? Like, that guy was gone into that good night.
It capped a great Saturday.
What a great day.
Ole Miss, Arkansas was outstanding.
And you know what? Credit to the Arkansas coach, whatever that fellow's name is down there, who coached at Pitt State for a hot minute. You go for two at the end like that. I don't care if they didn't get it. You go for the win on the road in that situation. It was great.
If you didn't have a dog in the Oklahoma, Texas, that was a phenomenal game. Thrilling game. An SEC classic, I believe.
Yeah.
They'll rerun that on SEC Network. Yeah. It was so good.
They'll blur out the Big 12 logo that was on the field, though.
I obviously loved Iowa-Penn State.
What a great game that was, too.
number two team in the country today, by the way. The Hawkeyes.
You
feeling good?
You going to buy into your team yet, or am I going to have to like talk you back into your team? There's no way they're going to win in Maryland on a Friday. There's no way they're going to beat Penn State. They won both of those games.
Oh, I may have had a few cocktails in me, but pretty sure I bought Big Ten title game tickets.
You did.
Yeah.
Where's that at this year?
Indy.
Indy. Okay. Yeah.
You can get there and get back Chiefs noon Sunday.
You've already got it figured out.
Got it locked in.
All right.
So, yes.
Is that a Saturday game?
It is. It is.
So, you can drive to Indy.
Yeah, we may be driving back all night, but
you may be driving back.
My wife said, yes, do this. Okay, go. I might have Kool-Aided it.
Who
a little
are they
bit.
Playing?
Probably Michigan.
Yeah. How about them? Harbaugh saving his job up there.
Yeah.
Beating Nebraska.
Yeah. So, and then the day capped off with that fight.
Oh, my God.
Fury Wilder 3.
Is that the best knockout that we saw this weekend, Ryan?
No, it wasn't the best.
No.
I'm sure there was one at an NFL stadium.
It's
probably
a flash KO.
It was probably about the same. But fantastic fight. Thrilling, entertaining, everything you wanted.
You talking about that UFC fight night on Saturday?
No.
Oh.
No, the boxing match.
Oh.
Boxing. Did you watch boxing? Saturday night? You didn't watch boxing Saturday night?
I caught the highlights.
It was thrilling.
The knockout was great. The knockout was fantastic. And Saturday just happened to be one of those days where we didn't have anything. Like, kids played on Friday night or whatever, and we were open all Saturday. I'm like, just sit here and watch football. And I didn't expect the games to be that compelling where I'm like, how about some Depends for me? Because I don't want to get up. Like, you're afraid you're going to miss something. Every single game and every window of time over the weekend, Josh, was great. You had the 11s that were good. You had the 3 game with your team that was good. You had the nightcap that was good. And then you finished it with a boxing knockout. You're like, it was the best day since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl back in Miami.
From an 11th round knockout.
Sports day. Points. Yeah.
They're just out there running on fumes.
They were on fumes at about round 5.
Yeah, but from a pure sports day of watching and just enjoying sports, that was the best day since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
And then note to something else that was happening that day, and this is my recommendation. Where's the baseball postseason?
Oh, yeah, that got lost.
It gets lost. Baseball's playoffs should not play on Saturday or Sunday. It gets lost in the shuffle.
It does.
If you want a chance to get the casual fan like me tuning in, you have a better chance putting that on during the week and me catching a baseball playoff game than you have any chance of getting me on a Saturday or Sunday with football playing.
And last night was a great baseball game between the Red Sox and the Rays when like the 15th inning.
13th, I believe.
13th inning. I mean, whatever it was, we're sitting there. We had the two TVs going. That one was on.
Baseball gets lost
to me. It gets lost, man. And it does.
In the midst of football. I don't think it can compete. So, I know
you. Don't you remember back in the day the NFL used to take a break on Sunday Night Football when the World Series was on? Yeah. Now they don't even worry about that.
You guys want to compete with us? Go for it. I think if you're baseball, you want to try to catch as many people as possible. I don't think that's playing Saturday and Sunday games.
I don't either. I'm
in the
with
postseason.
You. Because the college football this weekend, and you know me, I'm not a huge college football fan at all. But those games got me. That they were compelling. I don't know. I think it starts out with just the brightness and the color and the pageantry of everything involved.
Pitch of Saturday Sunday baseball. Not one.
Not many did.
Baseball should be worried about that kind of stuff.
Especially when you have the Dodgers and Giants going at it, too.
We'll get the national perspective on last night's beatdown from 610 Sports Radio alum, DA of CBS Sports Radio. He joins us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.